With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House overwhelmingly rejects legislation keeping the government open by a vote of 174 to 235. Tom Cole, the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, says he knows that people are upset about a new budget bill.
I know there's great frustration that a second continuing resolution is necessary, and quite frankly, I share in that feeling. But a government shutdown is never a good alternative.
Congress has until midnight Friday to come up with a way to fund the government, or federal agencies will close down. Benefit checks for Social Security and Medicare recipients will not be affected, nor would the jobs of military members and law enforcement officers. Kamala Harris cancels a trip to California and returns to the White House. Thursday night, President Biden and his family were seen arriving at the White House from Delaware. A Wall Street Journal report detailing the efforts of President Biden's inner circle to cover up his mental decline. The report's based on interviews with nearly 50 people. It reveals how those close to Biden shielded him from donors, pollsters, and top Democrat lawmakers, individuals who may have interfered with those controlling Biden. Also at SRNnews.com, new rules for packaged food.
Under a new rule, a product claiming to be healthy must contain a certain amount of food from one or more food groups, such as fruit, vegetables, grains, dairy, and protein. For the first time, the rule sets certain limits for added sugars. Foods must also limit sodium and saturated fat at levels that depend on the type of product. No longer worthy of being labeled healthy food are sugary cereals, highly sweetened yogurts, white bread, and some granola bars. Avocados, olive oil, salmon, eggs, and some trail mix can be labeled healthy. Food manufacturers have until 2028 to comply.
This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is increasing in Canada.
According to the latest report from the country's national health care system, one in every 20 Canadians who died last year did so of their own volition and with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide was up 16% in Canada in 2023 over 2022, even as the government has expanded the categories of people who can request it. Pro-life advocates and clergymen have warned that legalizing a so-called right to die will very quickly become a duty to die, particularly for the elderly and handicapped. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Couple drops a lawsuit that led to the Alabama Supreme Court to rule earlier this year that frozen embryos are human beings who have legal rights. The couple filed suit after their frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility. The court then ruled that under an 1872 law, the couple could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. This is SRN News. Your Christmas gifts could be delayed, correspondent Laura Winters explains.
With Christmas just a few days away, some 10,000 Amazon workers at seven facilities in four states, including right here in Georgia, Illinois, California, and Queens, New York, say they're joining the Teamsters to go on strike. They're fighting for higher wages, better benefits, and safer conditions at work. The number of potential Amazon workers walking off the job accounts for less than 1% of the company's U.S. workforce. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Officials say FBI agents searched the home of a Los Angeles deputy mayor this week as part of an investigation into whether he made a bomb threat against City Hall. A statement from the office of Mayor Karen Bass says she was notified of Tuesday's search at the residence of Brian Williams as part of a probe into that alleged threat. Williams is the deputy mayor for public safety. More details at SRNnews.com.